You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today for today's podcast. We've been talking about prayer and specifically talking about confidence in prayer. I cannot encourage you enough to go back and listen to the previous episode where it was talking about confidence in prayer. This is huge. To change your prayer life is to have confidence in prayer. But please go back and listen to it. I think it was 11 minutes. And come on, you've got that. Plus, it is worth it. And I want to continue on for a few moments today talking about confidence in prayer. And as we talked about last time, you know, that confidence in prayer, Jesus opened this new and living way so that we could come. It's realizing there's nothing too hard for God. He's invited us into prayer. So come on in. You are welcome. And we talked a lot about that in the last episode. Well, also regarding confidence in prayer, Scripture points us to some things. So a very important principle in having confidence in prayer is that you pray according to God's will. Now, some people just kind of throw that out there, whatever it might be, if it's according to your will. I don't think that's the effective approach. We are to pray according to His will, and we know that His will is His word, and we know that His will is His promises as well. And so when we pray according to His word, we're praying according to His will, praying according to His promises. Otherwise, it's presumption. I mean, you can't ask God for some things. I mean, it becomes pretty clear. You know, God, will you help me with this? And you can easily find, you know, scripture for that. Lord, will you help me to get cigarette money and help me with my bank robbery? Well, that's contrary to His word. That's contrary to His will. He's not going to help you with those things. But the scripture gives us, and this is a great guide for us, promises from God. And God is not a man that He would lie, and He's not someone who would just kind of trick us or tease us or bait us with empty promises. And here's a principle, never forget. For every problem, there is a promise. For every problem, there is a promise, either specifically or by category. I sometimes think of the Bible, God's word, as a catalog or a menu. And as you get into the catalog, you can find out what God is offering. You get into the menu, you can see what's being served, what's available. And the promises of God give us faith, and they give us confidence. And see, prayer rests on faith, and faith rests on the Word of God. So again, prayer operates, and it rests on faith. You're not to pray without faith. That's empty. That's void. That's not going to accomplish anything. You pray in faith, and prayer rests and operates on faith, and that faith rests and operates because of the Word of God. Now, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and this is in the Amplified Bible, it says, "This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, that is, consistent with His plan and purpose, He hears us. And if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, that he hears and listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us the requests which we have asked from him. Oh my goodness. I want to read that again. This is the remarkable degree of confidence. That's what we're after. This is the remarkable degree of confidence which we as believers are entitled to have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that is consistent, with his plan and purpose, he hears us. And if we know for a fact, as indeed we do, that he hears and listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge that we have granted to us the request which we have asked from him. You and I can have confidence in prayer. You and I can talk to God about anything. There's nothing too big for God, nothing too hard for God. We have full and free access to the throne of God, to his presence, to his power, and we simply need to ask according to his will. Now, let me try. This is a flawed, very imperfect illustration, but hopefully you can relate to this, and hopefully this would just see and help you to have some confidence in prayer. So let's say you go into a restaurant, and it's a reputable restaurant, and you know it to be good and reliable and clean, and it's passed its health reports, and it's got a great chef and staff and ambiance and all of those things. Let's say it's 5-star. So we've got this reputable restaurant, and as you show up, there is a reserved table for you. Now, what am I illustrating here? Prayer, and confidence in prayer, just how prayer operates, the players involved. And remember this, prayer is incredibly complex, but our part is very, very simple. So God, the Holy Spirit, promises of God, the incredible eternal spiritual equity purchased by the cross, Jesus on the cross, the opponents and enemies spiritually, the plan of God, the will of God, all the factors that make prayer work, way beyond us, way too complex. But prayer works, and we're invited into this. So God has made our part very simple, and I'm trying to make it even a little more simple for us. So we go to this restaurant. This is prayer. And you have, yes, you have a reserved table. And the host greets you there, and the host is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit welcomes you and guides you over to your table, make sure you've got everything you need, make sure that you're comfortable and welcome. The server comes, and the server is Jesus, because he's the greatest servant of all. And he gives you the menu, and the menu is the Bible. It's God's word. So everything God has for you, is prepared for you, is on the menu. It's in God's word. And then you, here we go, you place your order. And when you place your order, what are you doing? It's prayer. It's prayer. And then the server, Jesus, takes your order to the chef, who's the Father God. And then he says to you, we'll have that out for you as soon as it's ready. Timing's very important in all of this. So the server, Jesus, said, we'll get that to you just as soon as it's ready. And then what do? You believe it is granted. That's what faith does. You believe that you will receive it. And faith gives you that confidence. Okay, I've asked. This place is awesome. Here I am at my table. I'm welcome. The Holy Spirit is helping. The server, Jesus, there it was on the menu, the word of God. I've placed my order, this prayer. The server has taken it to the chef, to the Father God. He said it'll be here when the time is right, as soon as it's ready. And so by faith, I believe that is granted. I believe I will receive it. And that's confidence. And when you have confidence and faith and some manners, What do? You say thank you. Faith says thank you. Then what do? You wait. You wait with expectation. You wait with gratitude, not with doubt, not with worry. And then what? In due season, faith becomes sight and you receive. You receive and there it is and you thank him again. I hope that helps you a little bit. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. My prayer for you, my hope for you, is that you would have confidence in prayer. Consequently, you're going to have consistency in prayer. That you would have a powerful, fruitful, productive prayer life, and that it will be a part of your every day, all day long, in and out, different situations, reactive, proactive, confidence in prayer. And just watch what God will do. You do not have because you do not ask. Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Let's become a people of prayer. Well, God bless you. I am praying for you. And I pray and hope that you have a great, blessed week. Fill it up with prayer and watch what God will do. God bless you, and I'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.